Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Okay, I've got the show for you today. Put on your caps, because you're going to have to reach deep. But if you can get what I'm trying to give you for this show, it's worth all the other shows combined. It truly is. That day, that unfortunate day that you walk into a medical office and you're told that an organ, a collection of cells called organs, your lung, your liver, your kidney, your spleen, your bone marrow, your brain, that day you walk into an office and you're told that that organ has an irreversible disease, a chronic degenerative progressive disease, and there's nothing you can do. You can manage it, you can medicate it, you can give it palliative holistic therapy, you can do all sorts of things, but you can't stop it because it's chronic degenerative. Well, in 60 minutes, I'm going to give you an insight into that statement that people hear far too often, that simply represents a gross misinterpretation by your doctors of the reality of the cell, that there's a gap. And again, we're not going out on the fringe here. This isn't some conspiratorial, holistic paradigm I'm trying to give to you. I'm trying to give to you an insight in the gut of science, and that insight is there is a gap between what your pathologist, the scientist that studies your cell under the microscope, and your medical doctor that talks to the public. There is a gap between what those two bodies of knowledge understand about in vivo, in other words, the reality of your cell. You got to get that one. Today's driver, today's contention is those of you who are told very often that you have a chronic degenerative progressive illness. You're in renal failure. You're in some stage of cirrhosis. Your brain is going senile. Your heart just can't put out the energy anymore to pump your blood. Whatever organ represented by a cell, a collection of cells, is no longer doing its job, and you're being told that this is irreversible and progressive, and there's not a lot you can do. Again, the driver here. There's a pathologist looking at the cell under different types of microscopes, looking for different sorts of pictures. And that has to translate to the doctor that talks to you. The gap between those two realities is enormous. And that gap accounts very often for gross misrepresentation of your potential to heal. That's a big statement. So let's begin here. Let's put on your scientific caps, those of you who will take the time to do that. Think of a cell as a grape. And that grape has a skin. And inside the soft spot, which in the cell is the cytoplasm. So the skin of the grape is your cell membrane. The guts of the grape is your cytoplasm. And in the center, you have your genetic material, your DNA. Again, in that seed, in the grape, is the chromosome, which is a string of genes And those genes, if we break them down, are just strands of DNA, nucleotide sequences. Now, that collection of grapes on the vine, or that collection of cells, is an organ. And that's easy to understand. When you're told you've got a disease that's destroying an organ, it simply means that some collection of stressors, some consignment of free radicals, enemies to the cell, things that attack it, poke holes in it. Think of the cell of the grape, thousands of different types of pins poking holes into the cell, and the cell is bleeding. And that blood, the guts of the grape, the cytoplasm of the cell, when it goes out into the intercellular space, immune system cells see it. Macrophages. Different other forms of immune system cells. And those macrophages especially, but it could be a lymphocyte, but it could be a neutrophil. But we'll focus on the macrophage, an immune system garbage man, patrolling the spaces in between your cells and looking for any intracellular gut spewing out in between the cells. When that alarm signal goes off in the cell, we begin the inflammatory process. Hundreds of other types of chemicals are produced, and lots of shifts occur around these damaged cells. When that happens, it's sequenced by the deposition of fibrin in between the cells. So the cells, in response to the aggressive stressor, start laying down through the fibroblast scar tissue. Scar tissue is just a collection of fibrin. So that fibrin starts to scar the tissue. And this is the beginning of what your pathologist will start to call fibrosis. In the beginning, you may just have a symptom. This may lead to a more serious symptom. A more serious symptom. And what are these symptoms stemming from? Well, the inflammatory process in the cell and the deposition of the fibrin begins to interfere with cell function. The cell can not do, it no longer does what it needs to do. Or the tissue inflames and pain sensors trigger up in the brain and you feel some form of a symptom. That symptom is either the cell not doing its job, or pain receptors responding to the inflammation. When we say inflammation, we mean there's lots of pain-causing chemicals secreted in the inflammatory response. So whether it's some loss of function in the cell or whether it's the beginning of the pain response, you know something's wrong, you go to the doctor. The doctor may send you for biopsy. If you go to biopsy and then they see underneath the microscope, damaged cells, and that's a whole story we're going to get into in a few minutes, then that pathologist sends a note back to your doctor, and that note may say moderate inflammation, early stage fibrosis, mid-range fibrosis, advanced fibrosis, or irreversible fibrosis. But you see, that's really not what they say. They don't tell you prognosis, not from the standpoint of the scientist. The scientist may have a whole different version of whether you can turn these various stages around. But there is a misunderstanding at that point from the pathology report to the patient, and we'll get into that. So there you are with your symptom. Your symptom's more serious. They're telling you perhaps this organ is done. You have a chronic progressive disease. You send a piece of your flesh to a scientist. A scientist looks at it, sends it to other scientists. They look at it. They write a pathology report. That report, all too often, is just a summation of findings. And your medical doctors very often don't know what the pathologist really sees. It's not your medical doctor's job. And the pathologist may be summing up what they see. And in between the medical doctor not really seeing what's going on, the pathologist perhaps summing up what the pathologist is seeing, they take a ballpark bet very often on the future of your organ. So this line between reversible and irreversible is very thin. It's not given to you that way for a reason I'll get into, but nonetheless, that line can be very, very thin. All right. Let's say you reject the claim. Let's say you refuse to accept that that organ's going to die, that you're not going to lose your kidney, that you're going to get the function back in your lung, that you're going to improve the ejection fraction of the heart, that you're going to pull yourself back out of intermittent senility. Let's say you do that. I want to buffer your decision with reality. And that reality is pack a lunch. Pack a lunch. Old school saying. If you think you're going to turn a chronic degenerative progressive illness around, it's going to take you 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. I have seen it happen, but I have never seen it happen to this day, being the prodigal son of many a famous doctor from here to there to here to there, doing much myself with people holistically. I have never once, well, a few times over two decades, seen people turn chronic degenerative progressive illnesses around in less than 3 to 4 to 5 to 10 years. So if you've ever made that decision in your life not to accept a terminal diagnosis for an organ, okay? So I'm not talking about terminal cancer. Talking about when they tell you your kidney's going or your liver's going, and there's just some fibrotic progressive illness. You have to understand that if you want to approach that holistically, feeding your organ all the goodness in holistic medicine to help your organ figure out how to heal itself, because that's really what happens. If you make that choice, you're going to spend a decade doing it. And I've never seen anyone succeed at it. And yes, I have seen people bring their kidneys out of a terminal situation. I have seen people return their livers to health. I have seen people reverse senility. I have seen people who were told they couldn't breathe, breathe again. I've seen people who were told their hearts were headed down the slippery slope, strengthen the heart, increase the ejection fraction, and go on another 10, 15 years with a healthy heart. I have seen people do these things. I have never seen it in less than extreme, dramatic, deep commitments to their health. So if you're one of the lucky ones, one of the few, fantastic. But don't be disillusioned when you get these heavy diagnoses, these heavy prognoses in the medical community. You, as an active, successful professional, refuse to accept these dire prophecies. And yes, you take the spill into holistic medicine, and then in 6 months, throw your hands up. It didn't work. That's ridiculous. It's ignorant. It's myopic. It's short-sighted. And if you're being led by any holistic practitioner into thinking you're supposed to see these drastic shifts over 6 months, really and truly, you're being misled. Enough with that. Let's get to some hard stuff. Did you know that there is an NCCD, that's a committee of scientists, And the NCCD stands for the Nomenclature Committee on Cell Death.